Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
The governor concluded his budget presentation last Tuesday by describing New York State as being at a crossroads, facing a choice between path to ruin or recovery. The state budget is also at a crossroads moment in the state's relationship with New York City.
The state's relationship with New York City. Mayor Bloomberg in Albany yesterday asking for more home rule, more autonomy for the city to make its own rules on things like special ed, public employee pensions, homeless shelters, and how teachers get laid off if necessary. And he seemed to be offering Governor Cuomo and the state legislature a deal. He won't argue too much about a cut in state aid of up to $2 billion if the state unties the city's hands. Here's about 30 more seconds of the mayor's pitch.
We are going to get less money, New York City is, from New York State. Okay, I'm not happy about it, but that's the real world. That's the only ways the state is going to get its budget under control. And what we're here to do is to try to explain to Albany how they can help us reduce our costs elsewhere without costing the state one dime, so that we can continue to provide the services New York City needs if it is going to continue to be the economic engine of the state.
Mayor Bloomberg in Albany, WNYC political reporter Ozzie Pabura in our studio. Hi, Ozzie.
Hello.
Explain more about this deal. That's a lot of money to just accept as a cut to the city, what the mayor estimates as more than $2 billion, and just say, sure, fine, yeah, $2 billion, okay, just give us easier rules.
Right. Well, the mayor's trying to operate on two tracks. He's trying to get money right now, but he's also trying to use a fiscal crisis as an opportunity to institute these kind of changes. So one of them is the teacher seniority rules. And he's saying, well, if we're going to absorb these cuts and have to deal with life in this new reality, it puts a greater emphasis on the kind of rules that we have to operate by. When times are good, the rules that you have to play by seem to like not matter as much, you know, like when everyone's doing well.
Because the money's just going to wash in from all those property taxes anyway, and you can just spread it around. So let's go down some of these specific unfunded state mandates the mayor is asking to be freed from. You mentioned the desire to lay off teachers by perceived merit, not seniority. Who would have to give him that freedom?
It would have to be – it's my understanding it would have to be state lawmakers. And they would be running up against the teachers' unions who oppose this by saying seniority is an absolute way to determine to rank in essence the teachers. What is this quote unquote objective standard you're going by? And also, and it's a real question. You have teachers that go into difficult classrooms that deal with students that need a lot more attention. How does a teacher that teaches a difficult population, students that need more attention, how do you evaluate that teacher compared to someone else who may have a very engaged parental community whose students are, you know, don't bring as much questions to the classroom?
As much challenge to the teacher.
Right.
And what does he want specifically on pensions? That's a big ticket item, and I think a big thicket item in terms of state law, isn't it?
Big ticket, big thicket. I imagine a song coming out shortly about
somewhere.
All this.
Somebody's going to rap on that, definitely.
What he wants to – one of the things he wants to do with respect to pension payments is something very – one of the things is a $12,000 payment that is going to retired uniformed employees, retired cops and firemen, that they're getting on top of their pension, a $12,000 check. Goes right out the door to them.
Just every year, another $12,000 over whatever the pension otherwise is. Where did that come from?
I was told it came from a deal that the uniformed unions made with the city at the time. And what I was told by the head of the sergeants union, Mr. Palladino, who I saw in Albany, he told me that
– it's not Carl Palladino. That's another Palladino.
Very different Palladinos, trust me. If you've ever asked them questions, you would know the difference immediately.
No baseball bat.
Thankfully not. What Palladino told me was that the city was given a lump sum up front of about $100 million from these unions who said, you know what, we're going to help you out. Here is a chunk of money. And
In other words, in a give back in contract negotiations.
Right. And what Palladino had said to me was, look, the city reaped the benefits of what this agreement yielded for a very long time. There were concessions that were made by the unions, and this is the other half of the equation, this supplemental payment that these members get. Now, what the mayor has very cleverly done is say the payment that goes out the door in these $12,000 checks, if you were to cancel that, you could save thousands of teachers from being laid off. We would be able to use that money to put it in the classroom so you wouldn't lose your teacher.
Framing it right as an either or.
Exactly.
Either this pension sweetener or teachers in the classrooms today. Listeners, we've put a poll question on our It's a Free Country Politics website. It is, of course, an informal, unofficial, and thoroughly unscientific poll, but here it is, and you can call in with your answers to this too. Should the state legislature or the city make the rules for how the city lays off teachers and establishes city worker pensions? Mayor Bloomberg is asking to be freed from the state mandates. Who should make the rules for city workers, the state or the city? Remember, these are only city workers. This is not about Yonkers or Onondaga County or, you know, pick your place above the Bronx or east of Queens. These are New York City issues, but the state controls it, and the mayor says, hey, untie our hands. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And before we go down the rest of the list, because I know we brought up special education requirements, homeless shelter requirements, and I'll ask you deal or no deal, but this applies to lots of other things that are not in the mayor's sights at the moment. This comes up with respect to rent regulation. For example, right? Why should Albany tell New York City whether the landlords have to offer rent stabilization? And yet that's the way it is. So is there a larger principle, an even larger principle at stake than the mayor is raising here with respect to these particular deals that he wants to make? And that is, why should the state have the power to pass any law that tells the city what to do if it only affects the city?
I remember once asking the mayor about rent regulations and Albany's control over it. And if you just remember, like, the politics of it all, it is Republicans who control the state Senate that are in favor of keeping the rent regulations in Albany's hands, and the mayor, through his campaign contributions and through other actions, very openly supports the Senate Republicans. So I remember once I had asked the mayor, do you think rent regulations should be decided in Albany, or do you think New York City should actually take control of this issue? And he had framed the issue on a statewide platform, and he said, you sort of don't want every locality with respect to rent regulations sort of making up their own rules and creating a patchwork of rules and laws. And it just gets to be too unwieldy and too complicated for this very specific issue.
So he was on the other side of that issue, saying it's too unwieldy if New York has its own rent laws in the city and Westchester County has its own and Suffolk County has its own and et cetera.
Right. And he had sort of said that there is a much greater benefit and clarity to the law and about what's fair and equitable if there's one kind of standard across the board.
But in this case, he's saying there shouldn't be a statewide standard that public school teachers get laid off on the basis of seniority, shouldn't be a statewide standard that uniformed officers could be given this kind of pension when these things just apply to the city. And so it's a contradiction.
You could make that point. I think what the mayor would say is he was given control of the New York City public school system. And with that control, there's a presumption of a certain amount of leeway to decide who should be there, who should not.
All right. Let's go down these other couple of them real quick, and we'll take some phone calls. As you may guess, our lines are absolutely jammed as soon as we already asked the question. So don't call in, folks, until you hear some others finish up. But you can post and register your response on our politics website. It's afreecountry.org to the question, should the state legislature or the city make the rules for how the city lays off teachers and establishes city worker pensions? Answer state or city at itsafreecountry.org. Our political reporter, Ozzie Paber, with us on the air here. And, okay, what's the special education piece?
The mayor had said a couple days ago that the state requires the city to spend 19% more money on special education next year compared to this year, that no matter what the mayor or anyone else does, they have to spend more money, 19% increase. When he got a bit more specific, he said there are students who, for one reason or another, need special services that for some reason the public school system cannot provide, or the parents feel they can't provide and it's somehow adjudicated, and they go to a private school and the city pays a full tuition.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow, from what I was told, there's a built-in assumption that that tuition increases over time. Therefore, without really anyone checking or auditing or looking through closely enough, those tuitions are presumed to go up. And also those students are, from what I was told, are never really reevaluated to say, you know what, whatever condition you may have had before that needed a lot of attention has been fixed and you can now return
To a public school.
To a public school, which would presumably cost the city a lot less.
And homeless shelters. There's a state requirement there that the mayor finds onerous. I know it was on the list in some way.
You know what?
If you didn't look into it, it's okay.
I did not look into it.
I see the look on your face.
Yikes.
It's one of the definitions of a good guest on the Brian Lehrer Show, is somebody who is willing to say, I don't know, when they don't know.
I will be the best guest you ever had.
So what was the reaction like? He's talking to state legislators who are in the room. He's really also talking to Governor Cuomo, who's not in the room. Right. Deal or no deal?
It was polite, but it looks like not a deal entirely. Sheldon Silver, the very powerful Speaker of the Assembly, had very encouraging words about introducing some kind of objective criteria when it comes to teacher seniority and rule changes with that respect. And even some members in the Assembly Democratic Caucus had voiced some type of concern to me that, yes, this is an issue that we probably should look at in some form. But then you always have the questionable – The question that arises is, well, what is that objective standard and who defines it and creates it? Other things that the mayor is advocating for, holding the line on taxes and not renewing a surcharge on people making over $200,000, almost everyone in the Assembly Democratic Caucus says, why aren't you doing this? And the mayor, who has the backing of Andrew Cuomo on this issue, says we shouldn't do it. This will really hurt New York City because people will just get up and leave. Some of his other proposals, it's unclear how far they'll go. So he apparently met with Senate Democrats, people that sometimes he antagonizes with his financial support of Republicans. And the mayor said it was a very polite meeting, and everyone was even happy to see him.
So negotiation begun.
Negotiation underway.
Mark in New Hyde Park, a retired firefighter. Mark, thanks so much for calling.
My pleasure. I enjoy the show. I listen to the show all the time.
Thank you.
And I'd like to just set a couple of things straight. The gentleman had said he had heard. Well, let me tell you the way it worked. When Mayor Koch was the mayor, the city was in dire straits. They needed money. They came over to the police department and the PBA and the fire department. They asked for monies that we had in our funds. $190 million was given to Koch administration to bail the city out. That money, in turn, was promised to us as a defined benefit, starting at $2,500 a year, going up $500 a year. So it started at $2,500 the following year, went up to $3,000, then $35,000. Up until this past year, it was a maximum of $12,000. It was never a Christmas bonus. It was never a bonus, period. It was never a negotiated union a contract. This was monies that were given to the city from the funds of the PD and the fire department and given back to us as a defined benefit.
So, Mark, if that was in the – I guess a lot of people will ask, if that was in the 1970s during the fiscal crisis,
yes.
And here we are in 2011 and in a new fiscal crisis with so much of the obligation of the city locked up in pensions. Does this go on forever and ever automatically as a matter of right, or do we need to revisit it?
Well, that's a good question. But the money was $190 million that was promised as a defined benefit was invested in the stock market to better the city. Where is that 190? It's still monies that was given to the fire department, the police department. So if you talk about renegotiating and revisiting, what do you want to do? Do you want to just freeze it at 12? Fine, freeze it at 12 if you don't want to keep going up to 500. But you can't just take away, because where is the 190?
Mark, thank you very much. There's the math on the other side from, an earnest-sounding retiree. And saying, don't take this money away from me. And they want to take that away now. That's not like for future retirees. They want to stop sending Mark, the retired firefighter,
right,
that $12,000 today.
Right. And the most interesting thing is the history about how this thing came about, and the fact that the city got a great benefit out of it at the time. And now when the mayor talks about the issue, it's only about the city's obligation to continue this. He never actually revisits the past on that.
Of course,
issue.
I guess somebody has to crunch the numbers, too, and say, well, 12,000 times how many retired police officers and firefighters times how many years, and how much money did that original block make or lose in the stock market? And so what is the balance sheet here? But I think that's over our heads for the moment.
Way over mine.
Stephanie in Newark, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, and you?
I just flicked on the station, and I thought I'd call in. I've never listened to you guys before, but I definitely am encouraged to from now on.
Thank you.
I just wanted to make a point. My mother worked in an inner-city school, in an inner-city middle school, for 40 years. And she's probably in the minority of all of the teachers that are in retirement now, but she totally agrees with the state-mandated checks on teachers, because she worked with a lot of the teachers who were coasting through their tenures, and she decided that she was going to take the high road and actually work her butt off, and she ended up, making up for all these other teachers who were just coasting along. So the state-mandated thing, the teachers' unions are actually kind of working against it. I can't tell you all the fiscal details, but I can definitely agree with them putting some kind of regulation on the tenures and having them tested for effectiveness. What those regulations are, I have no idea. But
you're really making the case through your mother that the mayor makes, which is that some older teachers are busting their buns to get the kids educated. Other older teachers are skating through the tenure that they have until retirement. And he wants the ability to lay them off on a case-by-case basis rather than having to fire the least experienced teachers automatically if there are layoffs.
Yes, and I absolutely agree with that, because I've seen what she went through while she was in school, and she even decided to stay on past her retirement age just to make sure that there was, working with the principals in the schools to make sure that things were getting done, because these other teachers just didn't care.
Stephanie, thank you so much, and I hope you keep listening. Call again.
Yes, I will.
Brian in Washington Heights, you're on WNYC. Hi, Brian.
Yeah, I'm a parent. I have 3 children in the public school system. I'm all for seniority. I believe that seniority is a merit system, for one. I believe all the teachers I have observed through my children's being educated, they seem to do a terrific job, the best they can. And also, I'm for the state maintaining control of all these different laws you're talking about, because the proof's in the pudding. Look. I believe Mayor Bloomberg doesn't care for pensioners. I believe Mayor Bloomberg does not have the same vision for educators as I do and other parents do. And I believe Giuliani was the same way. So I think it's good that we have state control watching over what elected officials like mayors want to do to our system.
On the seniority question, what if it's a rough surrogate for quality? And it's different, though, if you're making the argument, in general, a more experienced teacher is a better teacher. That's a reasonable argument. But what if on a case-by-case basis it isn't, on a minority of the cases?
I believe you might find a few cases that are the fact that someone's been hanging around, so to speak, and misusing this seniority. But I don't believe that's the major case. I believe the seniority is a merit system, and we're supposed to keep people around that do good. If we're keeping people around that do bad, then it doesn't really matter what kind of system we have. But I'm for seniority, and I think there's many other reasons why it hasn't worked. For instance, where's the book money for the books in my children's class? They tell every class to go to a computer. My kids have computers, but many of these kids don't. How come they don't just have a basic book, a math book?
Yeah, the mayor would say the older teachers are more expensive. Works against getting those new books.
Okay, well, you know what, Mr. Mayor? I'm all for paying for those older teachers and experience. There is money out there in this world. Let's stop the war and take that money back. How much does the average New Yorker spend on the war?
Brian, I'm going to leave it there. I appreciate it a lot. Call us again. Thank you very much. Ozzie Pabra.
Yeah, I just found it kind of fascinating that the equation was put so simply, seniority is merit-based. And I think that people like the mayor would find that an oxymoron or paradoxical kind of statement, that equating longevity does not necessarily speak to the quality of that experience.
One more. Rob in Rockland, a retired police lieutenant from the NYPD. Rob, thanks a lot for calling.
Yeah, you're welcome. I listen to your show almost every day. I think it's a real delight in my travels during the day.
Thank you so much.
My point on this was listening to the firemen earlier. We talk about monies that belong to the unions or monies that belong to the city. These were monies, as he mentioned, that were given by Koch, were given to Koch, the Koch administration. These monies were out of our pension funds. These were monies that we contributed to our pensions.
So it was a loan from the pension funds to the operating budget of the city?
That is my understanding when we were presented with this. And what we were told, we were as officers, we were concerned that this would hurt our pension funds. And it turned out that it did not. The stock market did very well. And that's where these supplemental payments are coming from, and where they're still coming from.
And so when the mayor...
I agree with your guest. That this is a very clever way that the mayor is phrasing this, because it sounds like these are monies that we are being given out of the general fund to the city of New York, which is not the case.
And when he says it's either your $12,000 bonus or fewer teachers in the classrooms for today's children?
Right. Well, here's the thing. I'm retired. I retired under the supposition that I was going to have these monies that we gave to the loan to the city, and is using to supplement my pension. We're not talking about changing the way the mayor phrased it. We're not talking about changing the rules for new officers coming in. Mm-hmm. They can make a decision when they come into the department if the compensation is worth it for them to take on this career.
This is a contract.
We're talking about taking it from retired. So we're going to use the monies of retired members of the service to breach this gap of incompetency in our finances over years and years and years.
Rob, thank you. I'm going to leave it there. Call us again. And Ozzie, one last word. We've heard a variety of voices, really, really interesting, from people from various perspectives and personal relationships to all these decisions that have to be made. What happens next?
What happens next seems to be everyone goes to Albany and lobbies quietly or loudly for their changes. Now one of the prospects that came up was that a state senator said you might have to actually vote on canceling this $12,000 payment in the city council, something called a home rule message, before state lawmakers take up the issue.
And the Uniform Police Firefighters Unions definitely have a lot of sway in city council, a lot of friends in city council, and so we will see where that would go. All right, WNYC political reporter Ozzie Pabra, thanks for clearing all that up for us. And again, listeners, we have the poll on our politics website. It's freecountry.org. Should the state legislature or the city make the rules for how the city lays off teachers and establishes city worker pensions? Who should make the rules, the state or the city? Go to itsafreecountry.org. Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and coming up next, outing the Koch brothers and their quiet Tea Party funding machine. Stay with us.